Okay, so let's start all over again. Welcome to the December Position of the Month Club call. We're so excited to see and hear each and every one of you. We know that you guys are out there watching this, maybe not the first time that we're live here, but you'll catch it on the replay. Mm-hmm. And we've got a number of things that we want to make sure that we cover today. First of all, I just got to say we're super excited because you guys may not be able to tell, but we have two new microphones.
No, we don't have two new microphones.
Or we have like a whole new setup. We've got like stands and we are just super excited just because it allows us to have a lot more flexibility in terms of recording. So who's our big thank you to for this?
Oh, Podbean and Samson. They did a contest and I entered it and lo and behold, they're like, hey, here's $1,000 podcast equipment setup. And so it's nice. We're getting used to it. Just got it really set and going. And we're going to actually, over the next month or so, just get a whole studio set up in here so we can look all professional and stuff.
So don't be surprised if when you hop on in January, it looks a little bit different back here behind us. January, right. Maybe February. We'll see if we can pull it off in time for the January call.
Yeah.
But we've got the position. Mm-hmm. Of the month, we mm-hmm. have the Intimacy Lifestyle Planner that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about our book, The Miracle Morning. We're going to talk about the Rehab After Dark cards. Let's see if I can do this in the camera.
That for all of you who have been a part or are members, you're going to see those because that's our quarterly bonus.
You know,
we gave you some of those so that way you could check them out and then you can go buy a whole deck.
Absolutely. And we actually, when we go to talk about the book Miracle Morning today, mm-hmm. we are going to hear from one of our members. Natalie Hickson is going to be joining us so that we can listen and learn. Tony and I have been doing it, but to get a different perspective, mm-hmm. we're going to be bringing her on. So let's start with the position.
Yeah. So the position this month is legs up. It's, you know what? It's one of those where there's some flexibility definitely on the woman's part, would you say?
When you say just the fact that she's not having to do a lunge, like was that 2 months ago when we're like balance and lunge and squats all at the same time? Yeah, that one took some thinking.
That one took some thinking. This one really is one that we've used a number of times and we shared in the position paper that it's really going from a missionary position, which many of us will do, I'd say the majority of the time, you know, we're going to end up in that missionary position. This just adds a little twist to it, making it a little more fun. It's one that you can get into easily, right? And then just jump right out of it if you want to.
Well, and the thing with that too is that, you know, I know that when we've done some of the positions in the last couple of months, there have been, that one's really stretched me, or that one was a little bit harder, or that one. Mm-hmm. And the thing with this position is that you know, it's kind of like they say, only go as far as you're comfortable.
Right.
Right. And that's what it is for the two of you. Just go as far as you're comfortable. Figure out where that sweet spot is, literally and figuratively, and have fun with it, right? It's a position that doesn't, you know, part of the thing that's
I'm
nice.
I'm messing around here just trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah, right. It's what happens when you have new equipment, so apologize if he's distracting. Yep. But it's one of those positions that a lot of you have probably tried, mm-hmm. right? It's not like this is an earth-shattering, like, oh my gosh, I've never seen that one before, kind of like the lunge a couple months ago, which obviously you can tell impacted me quite a bit since I keep bringing it up. But it's one of those positions that you're just like, oh yeah. You know what? We've done this before. Maybe we haven't done it in a while. Maybe we should bring that back. And so it's just a way for you guys to be ever expanding your toolbox.
Yeah.
Right. This is your position toolbox that we jump into. And you know, there's always the his and her, you know, rank it, the number of beds, make your comments, right? Maybe this month you're like, oh, you know what? I mean, I've got one coaching client. She's like an ultra long distance runner, right? So we're coming out of race season for her. Hallelujah. Which also means that, you know, she's not using all those muscles all the time. So actually the extra stretch, it's a good thing.
Right. And as a guys, just as a heads up, husbands, be aware that when you're in that position, you can get in deep. And so if your wife says, hey, back off a little bit, it's not, and Elisa has said this to me as well. It's like, you're knocking things around and it doesn't feel good. So just be aware of that and allow her to express that because you want her to be having pleasure as well as you.
Absolutely. And that's one way to foster communication, because as you guys are trying these positions each month, there is that, oh, how does this work? How does this feel? Is this working for you? Is it working for me? What's this doing? And to open that door to the communication to say, all right, there have been many positions, not just this one, where I'm like, you are in way too deep. Mm-hmm. You're just in deep. And it's not like I'm like, I don't want to have sex with you or it's over. I'm just like, I need you to pull back a little bit. And so just being aware as you learn different positions or as you go back to old positions, maybe that you haven't used in a while, to say, okay, what do I need to be sensitive to in this position?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. It's just, hey, any feedback is good feedback if you take it that way. Mm-hmm. You can take it in the wrong way. And believe me, having been there as well, totally get it. So that's that. Let's go on over to our intimacy lifestyle planner, because with the new year starting,
you got it. Okay.
With the new year starting here, perfect timing to really map this out for you guys. Mm-hmm. We've discussed this many a time. This is the first time we've actually made a planner, though, for you guys. I mean, that's who gets it. Those of you who are in a part of the Position of the Month Club. But it actually allows you to see something down on paper that you guys get to discuss together. And it's not for many of us, if we don't see it on paper, it's just sort of like this nebulous thing. Like, what does it look like? How does it work? Where this actually gives you the layout of the land, per se.
Absolutely. And these are the questions, I mean, for those of you that have listened to us on the podcast, these are questions that we've talked about with all of you on the podcast, mm-hmm. you know, ways to go through and say, what is this going to look like? And yes, did we print out, you know, and have created a calendar just for all of you? Yes. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if you're going to say these are going to be our days or our weeks or whatever it's going to look like, it helps if it actually shows up somewhere. This is a great thing to put in the bathroom, right? You can just tape it to the mirror, especially as you're starting out. Yeah. Right. Not everybody in the Position of the Month Club is doing the intimacy lifestyle yet.
Who of you on here? I know we have a couple of you live here on Zoom. There's some of you here on Facebook. I'm looking down because that's where Lisa's phone is, so we can see it. Who of you are doing the intimacy lifestyle? And if you don't mind even sharing, if you could, how long have you been doing it? And if you're not, why not? You know what I mean? If you're in there and you're just like, we've tried it. We haven't gone. We haven't kept it up. Let us know why. And mm-hmm. and we can discuss that here as we go over the intimacy planner, because it is a great way. This is a great resource to just get the ball rolling.
So Natalie says, you know, we have on and off for the last year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of the reason we put the planner together was because we wanted to equip the two of you with opportunities for it to be more on than off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To have the opportunity to say, okay, what is this going to look like for us? Right? To answer the questions, how am I going to know that you're initiating? I can't tell you how many coaching calls I have when I ask one spouse or the other. I'm like, do you know how your spouse initiates? And, you know, I get this look of like deer in the headlights, right?
And I'm going to post that up here for you guys. We have, and I'm pretty sure, yes, it is in our Position of the Month Club. It's our 21 ways to initiate sex with your spouse. So go into your toolbox and grab that, because that should be a great resource that goes together. These things can go hand in hand, because as you're talking and you're going over, hold on, let me see. Yep, 21 ways to initiate sex with your spouse is in your toolbox. I just want to make sure on that. But these two go hand in hand. So if you have your intimacy planner and you have your 21 ways to initiate, it's a great conversation. Boom, boom, boom. We're doing this. Let's, here's the sticking point. Mm-hmm. For most of the couples we talk to when it comes to the intimacy lifestyle, the sticking point is, I don't understand how my wife or my husband is initiating. And believe you me, there are still times in our marriage where Elisa and I are looking at each other and going, did you initiate? I'm a little off. I didn't read that correctly, which can then lead to a little frustration, mm-hmm. obviously, because you're expecting to have sex. It's Friday night and it's her last day to initiate, and I'm not really catching the vibe here.
Sometimes it works the other way too.
It goes both ways. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying for me, you know.
The other thing that's very important is question number 8. on your planner. And that's discussing if there's going to be a bonus day or a day mm-hmm. off, what that looks like. Because we've heard from so many folks over the year, what do we do with this? What does this day look like? And you know, Tony and I have it defined one way. And that's the reason why this planner came into being. So many people have tried to do it the way Tony and Elisa do it, because that's what we've talked about for the last 8 years. And yet the way that we do it may not fit for your lifestyle, right? We've had people who have said, you know, we want to do it just like you guys. Well, then it turns out that Wednesday is not a good day for them. So we've got to shuffle their week. Or maybe it's somebody has off every Friday. So that means that like kids are out of the house. We're both home. It can be daytime. Like all of the stars are in alignment. So that's a guaranteed day, right? So you start to look at that and say, wait a minute, we don't have to do it the way Tony and Elisa do it. Right. What we do want to do is make the intimacy lifestyle a part of our life. So how do we define it for us, including the bonus day or a day off?
Yeah. Just caught these comments on Facebook, you guys. So just want to go and discuss these real quick. Paul asks, yes, this is a good one. And I'm assuming we're talking about the position mm-hmm. there. My question is, would a wedge pillow help for this one? It actually will, because when you think about it, wife's laying back on her back and her legs are going to come like this, which lifts up that back of hers. If you can put that wedge right up in there, that would help her not to feel the strain on her back. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that one would help.
I feel like we should have had Pink and Floyd here as you're trying to, you're like,
we don't even have Pink and Floyd anymore. We have Pink and Floyd, but we have our new couple,
which
we haven't named yet. But the wedge is very helpful. I will have to say, good old Chuck. Chuck has been sharing about the wedge pillow since episode 100 or even before. And Chuck him and his wife are in their 60s now. And he swears by that thing. I mean, he just loves it. And he's had hip issues.
Arthritis. They've got all kinds of health. I mean, they're in their 60s,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, they've got health issues.
And he's shared that a ton. Up on the site, we have 21 sexy Christmas gift ideas, and the wedge pillow is one of them for sure. Let's see. Paul chimed in with the intimacy lifestyle. We have been doing it for 9 months now. Awesome. Liz shared, no, my dad is living with us, not working these past 4 months, but we are looking for a new place for him to live. And yeah, that's a tough one when you have a parent living with you, depending on how small your place is or how big it is or whatever it may be, there's still somebody there mm-hmm. that causes some disruption. So in this piece, Liz, I mean, hey, it's all good. I would still make sure you guys are, you're doing your coffee break. And I think you guys are, I think you've shared that you're still staying on focus with that, which is awesome because mm-hmm. that at least gets you guys weekly discussing that. Don't let it go too long because it's going to build up and you guys are going to get frustrated. Cool, Paul. I'm glad you dig my answer to the wedge. It's just one of those things that just allows for ease of use and not putting so much pressure on certain areas. Yep. Okay. Cool, Liz. Awesome. So those are some things right now. This month that we can be working on. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, guys, I mean, get into your toolbox, grab those resources and bring them together with what we're giving you month in and month out. And I'm going to tell you again, and I will continue to say this month in and month out, the coffee break is key. This is what's going to keep us together week in, week out. What's going on? Where are our frustrations? So we nip it quickly. Don't be like some of the couples that, you know, email us out of the blue and everything is just out of whack for so long that they can't even look at each other anymore. And we know you guys are in here because you want to continue growing your marriage and expanding and learning. So with that, I want to just say, should have your ornaments. With those ornaments, you should have gotten some really cool, no, wrong one, these ones. Your Rehab After Dark cards, boom. And there's like, you know, little questions on it. So we were honored and blessed to be a part of this project with Rehab Gaming. James and Ashley are actually going to be coming on next week with Elisa.
Yeah, we had a little bit of technical difficulty this week. It happens. Yeah. But they are going to come on Monday, December 18th, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be talking about rehabbing the art of conversation, which is what they're passionate about. And you know what I love about these guys is that they didn't just take this idea like, oh, there should be something else out there that we should talk about. But they took it and said, what can we do? And what's going to be fun? And James specifically has such a heart for men to say, how do I create something that a guy like me would want to use?
Right.
And that's where, you know, when they reached out to us, we're like, okay, what are you guys doing? Right. And we're completely intrigued by the idea, you know, so if you go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/afterdark and you can see everything that they've got there. Like Tony said, we did collaborate with them and that's why they are part of your Christmas, December gift package there, because we wanted you to see it. I know that Kimberly had posted that the card that they got yesterday on JR's birthday was actually a card saying, hey, it's your birthday. What's the one gift that you would like your spouse to give you or something?
But only your spouse can give you or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Very, you know,
it was good.
That was like a God moment because shuffled all of those on the table as we were packaging them out, had no idea who was slapping into which one and when it would get there. Right. But here's the thing, these cards, and we're going to be talking about this next week, but I just want you to even take the two or three that you got in your package and maybe you stick it in your wallet. Maybe you stick it in the bathroom drawer, right? We're going to be talking about all different ways to use these cards, but do it and just kind of surprise each other, right? I was talking to a coaching client today and we were actually talking about rehab, a couple's release, which is the one, the original deck. I don't know if that come up. After dark, obviously, we're dealing with a lot more of the physical and sexual intimacy, hence after dark. A couple's release deals, you know, and addresses a whole bunch of questions, right? And here's the thing, right? Sometimes you don't want to carry Connect like you did when you first met, right? It's a book. Sometimes you don't want to carry it. But these guys, how easy is that? I mean, it's a card. How easy is it to stick it in your wallet, stick it in your purse, pull it out as you're driving, pull it out. Like, I mean, you go to a restaurant. We know you guys are still doing dinner and a movie, right? For day and night. We know you're doing that. So there's the time between when you order and when your food comes. And sometimes you're tempted to look at your phone. Time out. Instead of looking at your phone, pull out a card and say, okay, this is one of the after dark questions. The two of you are getting ready for bed. What signal do you give to your partner to let them know you want to get intimate?
Again, pull out your 21 ways to initiate sex and you will know. Heck, and if you have to have your phone, take a picture of it. If you don't want to take a bunch of cards with you, take a picture of 10 of them. They're right there.
They're right there. But here's the thing. You start answering that question over dinner. I'm telling you, you're setting the stage for what's coming after.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Just put it
there. Hey, welcome to all of you who are joining in. It's great to have you here. Don't forget, this is for you guys. If you have questions, we're looking at you guys over here on Facebook. That's why if you see mine and Elisa's eyes go down, that's why. For those of you who are on Zoom, you can hit us up in chat or the Q&A. We love our dinner and movie once a week. Yes, which is awesome, Liz. I mean, it is so awesome to hear you guys prioritize that time, you know, and making it happen. Just checked our mail and our package from you arrived. Awesome, Travis. Love you guys. Love you guys. All right. So
bring Natalie on.
Yeah, I think we're going to bring Natalie on. So our next thing is we're going to be talking about, and Natalie, hopefully I get you on here. I will be rejoining the webinar. Oh, there she is. Hold on.
Unmute and camera.
You got your camera there, Natalie?
I think so.
Nope.
There she is.
Let's
see. Can you see me or just hear me?
Hold on. Can you turn up her volume?
Hold on.
Oh, there we go.
Dun, dun, dun. There's always that, you know, minute when you're bringing somebody on. And for those of you that have watched
the Natalie, can you talk real quick?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Volume's coming up, but we still don't have your video yet. Let's see. Hold on a second here.
Can you guys hear her? I hear. Okay, cool. Thanks, Paul. That's exactly what I wanted to know.
Hold on. It's right there. I can't make that. See.
Oh, Hold on.
Nellie, I think the camera's on our side.
Oh, goodness. I have no idea. Oh, well.
Why is that? Can you?
It says cannot start video because host has disabled it.
Can you make her a host for the time being?
How do I make her a host?
See where it says make host?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to change the host? No.
No.
Because that would be us. I have no idea. Because if I change it to an attendee, it's like right there. But every time I go over it, it doesn't allow me to touch you.
Okay. Good thing we're all on video here and I don't have to worry about any of that. That just got a little warm in here. A little warm.
That's so funny. Yeah, if I make you the host, that's going to change it. I can't do it. I don't know why it's doing that. More. Allow panel to start video. All right, there you go. Try it now, Nat.
Do you have the option? Boom. There you are.
Thank you. Praise God. You like that one, Paul?
As
like,
he starts
I'm
to
like
sweat.
Sweating. You guys can't see me, but I'm like in a little sweat here. So everybody, this is Natalie. She's been part of the Position of the Month Club. She's a founding member. And the cool thing is that Natalie mentioned to Elisa some time ago that she had done the Miracle Morning. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to just bring somebody else on from the Position of the Month Club family to share their experience. Natalie, just stay on with us real quick here. Elisa and I are going to just share a little bit about what we're doing, show the book and do that. And then we'll get your insights. So I happened to I was listening to a podcast on Mixergy, and the guy was talking about this book called The Miracle Morning. And this dude that was sharing his insights is a COO, so a chief operating officer. And his last position was he was the 14th hire for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And he and the two brothers, the founders, grew that company from 14 to 3,100 folks. And so when I listen to somebody like that, I'm like, wow. And the guy who's interviewing asked him, like, what's one thing that you do and have done that's been a massive impact in your life? And he mentioned the Miracle Morning. I was like, okay, I got to get this because my mornings have been dragging. I personally feel like I'm dragging in the mornings. I used to be a guy who'd get up at 4 a.m. and I'd be working out and getting on my bike all year round. So started reading The Miracle Morning.
Wait a minute. And then you stopped doing that. So yeah, let's not just leave that at
I stopped
superstar
doing that.
at the 4 a.m.
No.
Then we went into the season where I was the one getting up at 5:30. Uh-huh. Just because I enjoy the quiet time in my house. And I know there are quite a few of you that have children that anytime there's quiet time, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So Tony mentions this book, Natalie mentions this book, and I'm like, okay, why is everybody talking about this book? Right? And then so then Tony gets it and he's like, just, oh my gosh, we need to do this. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's another idea. Last time Tony had a big idea like this, we started the 60 Days of Sex Challenge and here comes One Extraordinary Marriage. So here we go.
Hold on. If you're, Paul, it sounds like you shared that your video stalled. Just do a refresh on your side. It's still rolling on our side.
Yeah.
Just FYI. So just hit refresh. So that's where this came from. Read the book. And last Monday, I started. My goal, and I hope that you guys and us as a group starting, I think we're going to do like January 2nd because January 1st is going to be a little tough for us. I'll get up. But January 2nd, let's get up as a group and start posting about what's happening. Because honestly, it's changing the way I even get through my day with all that we have on our plate, with the energy I have. Sometimes can lull, but you know, it's been really, really fascinating. So with that, Natalie, share with us how you got into the Miracle Morning. How long you did it for, and then what impact has it had on your life during that time period? And what are you doing now since going through? I think you did the 30-day challenge, and then just share that with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last January, I was working with some business coaches, and one of their number one first things was read The Miracle Morning and start doing that. And I was like, I've tried mornings before. I'm not a morning person. Mm-hmm. And we have, like Mike and I have tried, we did a month a couple years ago where we tried getting up and we succeeded, but it was November and then the holidays hit. And it was after that, I was like, I'm not a morning person. So I put it off and put it off, reading the book. And coaches kept asking, have you read it? Have you read it? And finally I read it in February, like the end of February.
This year?
Yes. And then April 29, I think it was, is when I started getting up early. And, oh no, I think it was before that. Anyways, it was in April at some point. I started getting up early and I started doing the Miracle Morning and following what it said, like the 5 minutes. I'm trying to remember. I should have looked at it again. Like the 5 minutes and the 10 minutes or whatever, yeah. Like trying to segment those different activities into those different times. So I tried those. And honestly, the one I struggled with the most was affirmations and visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, but I tried to do those things. And, but the thing is it stuck. Like I started getting up at 5:30. Actually, it was really a God thing. He started getting me up. Mm-hmm. I would wake up at one morning it was 6, the next morning it was 6:30, the next morning it was 5. I'm like every day it was really crazy.
And no then alarm.
One morning it was 4, no alarm.
Wow.
Then one morning it was 4:50 and I looked up and I'm like, okay, nice sense of humor, but I'm not doing that again.
4 so, is just way too early.
Yeah, so it was obviously to me it was an obvious God thing. Like he was saying, you need to get up and it's okay. Time to stop dragging your feet. So I did and I started getting up about 5 through the summer. It was 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Fall it hit 5:30 and then just recently it's been 6, but after Christmas we'll get back into the 5:30 and Mike's kind of been following the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's more regular at 5:30. But it just depends on the day for me. Just recently, again, like I said, we'll get back into 5:30, 5 o'clock after the holidays. And
awesome.
We don't need as much rest.
Right. So,
but yeah,
can I share one thing though, real quick, Natalie?
Yeah, go ahead.
So everybody, just what Natalie was saying, the items you do, and she was saying affirmation and visualization. So basically, if you've picked up the book and you've read it, he goes off the word savers, saver.
Yeah.
Right.
S-A-V-E-R-S. Yep. It's savers.
Savers. Yes. So in each one you're doing for about 10 minutes, you can do them as little as 1 minute each. So you could do it as in the quick, you know, what is it? 6, right?
Yeah.
6 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you want, like right now what I'm doing, and I think probably what it sounds like you were doing, Natalie, is you're doing either a 5 or a 10 minute for each one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so you'd start up with silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise.
Reading,
and then scribe or journaling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those are your 6 items that you do each and every day, actually taking the time to be in for silence for me and maybe for you as well as more of prayer time, mm-hmm. trying to flush the brain. That's what I'm trying to do anyways, is just flush the brain of everything and just praying over our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's one of those things too, where there goes my phone. A lot of my coaching clients will hear, those of you that have worked with me in the past, some of those things sound familiar, right? Like when we're talking about, you know, are you visualizing what's the vision you have for your marriage? What are you getting out and doing? You know, the exercise, right? We talk about the walk and talks. We talk about getting your body moving. We talk about the journaling aspect, right? And so you realize that he's pulling in all of these things that we've been talking mm-hmm. about here, but he does it in a very concise, like here's, you know, whether you do 6 minutes or you do an hour, you've got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having that plan. Now, I know, Natalie, because you and I have talked about this, you don't quite follow it to the T anymore. You do, like we talk about so much here at One Extraordinary Marriage, you customized it to work mm-hmm. for you. What does that look like now?
So now I get up and I read the Bible. I read 1 to 3 chapters a day. And then I journal. And the cool thing, you guys, is I have finished 2 journals, read over 12 books, and written a book since I started this. It is a miracle morning. It's absolutely. Yes. And I can't tell you what it's done for our marriage. Like, just the fact that you're getting up together and you're going to bed together, that is, as you two very well know, how huge that is for your marriage. And then you're on fire together. You're excited about life together.
Morning time though, you and Mike are getting up. But are you guys going, are you guys spending time like on the couch together or
no,
separate spaces?
He's typically like, we can see each other, but we're in our own little world. So I read the Bible. I journal. Just recently I found out, I figured out a way that affirmations work well for me. Mm-hmm. And it's by taking a Bible verse and then making an affirmation from the Bible verse. I've started working through those. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm doing those affirmations and then depending on the day, I'll work out afterwards. Mm-hmm. I work out every day. It just depends on when I can fit that in.
So, right.
Because I really like to take that time and just do a lot of praying and reading and journaling and
You're taking some of those ideas. You're taking the bigger ones that really have resonated with you. And you've had writing your book on your plate, something that you've really been focusing in on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Real quick, Liz. Yes. Yes. It is the original book. So here, I'm going to show it to you guys again real quick. There it is.
We'll put a link.
Yeah.
As well.
And be praying for Hal. If I remember at the end of 2016, he was diagnosed with a pretty aggressive form of cancer. And if I'm right, he's still battling. So what an
interesting story to tell you guys. Mike went to one of Brendan Burchard's, I can't remember which one it was. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a motivational speaker. And for anybody who doesn't know who that is, he's really big in the entrepreneurial world online. Anyways, Mike went to one of his events and he actually sat next to Hal when Hal was writing this book and they were chatting.
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't really remember much because I'm like, wow, you know, when I first started reading the book, I'm like, tell me more about him. He's like, I don't really remember much except he said he was writing this book. Like,
he was writing the book.
Right. So it was just really cool that he actually sat next to Hal at that event. So.
And that would be the difference between men and women in picking up on some of those details. Right? Because if you had sat next to him, you'd probably be telling us, you know, like what the pattern was on his socks or something.
Oh, totally.
and he was wearing this suit or this sweater or this. It's just God wired us differently for a reason.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
His story is incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, his story is amazing. So you guys grab the book, read it. This month, the reason we put it there, and I'm still working on this thing. It's driving me nuts. It keeps falling down. My new boom mic holder here. Read the book this month. The reason we did it this way is because Christmas time can be difficult, and yet it can be a really cool time because I know after Christmas, many of us are just like, we get a week off or we get some days off before the new year even starts. And it might be just a bit for you to start jumping in. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. as he'll suggest and you'll even read, but it may be a 6 a.m. You might be able to get started. You may only do a real quick 10, 15, maybe a 30 minute instead of the full hour. But you guys start doing it together. I will say in the book, he does have a link to where you can get, hold on, other resources, which I've picked up. Like he has a bedtime affirmation. One thing, and I know Natalie, I think you would agree with this, is what we're saying to ourselves before we even go to bed makes a huge difference.
Before I go to bed and during my morning time, I read those affirmations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we have that. Yeah. There's some affirmations. Hal's personal affirmations in there. So grab it. Awesome, Liz. I'm glad you grabbed it. And then this way, together as a group, we'll start cranking this thing in January.
And just so you, I just want to say, Robert, we're happy to have you here too, now that we know that Liz is just the one writing the comments. So, hi, Robert. But you know, part of the reason why we're planting the seed for this now is because come January, everything from, you know, the marriage motivation, because we've already got our designer working on that, we're going to be looking at how we're spending our time. Right? Because it's the beginning of the year. What you're setting up for 2018. Here, let me get out of your way, babe. Okay. Just move out of the way. You know, the way that's going to work is we're going to start looking at how we're spending time. We're going to start looking at all of these different components for 18 because just like we had this year, our hashtag for 2017 was next level. We haven't figured out what our hashtag is going to be next year yet, mm-hmm. but we're looking at what is it going to take? What are those seeds that we can plant now at the end of 17 that are going to help us mm-hmm. get 18 launched off? So we're not making New Year's resolutions, right? This is not a New Year's resolution that we're going to do the magic or the miracle morning. You know, we're not making resolutions that we're going to, you know, do the intimacy lifestyle. We're saying this is, these are the plans that we are putting in place, right? Because this group is about being intentional. This group is about taking action. It's about saying, you know what, we're not going to be like everybody else doing marriage. Right. So that's that. I just want you guys to know kind of like what's behind us as far as where we're going. Paul said we're very intentional with bedtime routine, but haven't tried it in the morning yet.
Yeah.
You know, looking at those different times, right? Well, it's first thing in the morning and last thing before you go to bed. Right. And you're like, what am I feeding myself? Not just the food that you're putting in your mouth, but what am I feeding myself? What am I putting in my brain? What am I consuming? What are those thoughts that I have upon waking? And how can I, you know, using these types of resources, how can I actually, you know, guys, did you hear what Natalie said? Like, I just want to go back. She said, I read 12 books. I wrote a book, and no joke, guys, her book is over 60,000 words, right? Like, yes. Like it's not just a little like, hey, you know, like I wrote 5 pages. No, she wrote 60,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. 40 to 50,000 words is about 3 inches of paper. So she's got probably about 4.5, 5 inches of paper, like a ream of paper if you were to like print it all out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know about you, but that's kind of like an impressive year. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And don't worry, when the book gets released next year, you all will know about it. So
yes.
We'll probably have another interview with her as an author coming back on to share.
As that comes. So think about this, look at it. You're going to be tested as a couple, because a lot of the times when we do these things or we read these books, it's all about us. Mm-hmm. Like selfishly, I want to do it for myself. And yet when we combine it with our spouse, and if your spouse is on board and you guys are doing it, you're going to learn a lot about each other waking up at 5 a.m. You may not dig the excitement your spouse has in the morning. Your spouse,
lack thereof.
Right. It's gonna challenge you guys. And that's why I wanted to ask Natalie how her and Mike, you know, come together in the morning, because Elisa and I are like, we get up and there's very little talk between us. We do our quick little morning routine, and she's into the dining area. I'm into our family room or our living area, and we do our thing for an hour. At the end, we're both doing a little bit of an exercise routine, and then we're off to the shower. And even in the shower, it's a little slow going, like getting that conversation started, because it's about 6:15, and we're just sort of like, okay, and then we're off and running. So just realize going through this that, hey, if your spouse isn't a talker and they just want to go through their day and they want to start that morning time, let them go, you know? It's
just in case you were wondering, I'm the one that is a little bit slower to warm up in the morning. I am. Natalie, thank you.
Yeah.
On behalf of everyone in the Position of the Month Club, thank you for just giving us your insights. Thank you for suggesting this book. You know, I heard it from you. Tony heard it. We're like, all right, this book's coming up in all these places. So we just want to say thank you for taking the time to share.
It's really short and fast read. So
awesome. It is a short and fast read. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put you back to attendee, I think, hopefully. There Boom.
Look at that.
It worked this time. It worked. All right. Unless I threw her off. Oh, no, she's there. Good. All right, you guys. What did Paul say? I'm a night owl and the artist, and my brain goes slow in the morning. Totally understand. Here's another thing to understand. What you do, the savers, the doing the process of it doesn't necessarily have to happen first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. It could be, hey, you need to get up a little bit. You get up a little bit later, but that's the first thing you do. Here's the biggest impact it's had on me in a week and a half. And gosh, it's just one of the things I've been battling for a while, is that I would get up in the morning and the first thing I would do, I mean, after going to the bathroom and just sort of getting myself a little bit ready, I'd walk downstairs and I would pick up my phone. And emails and text messages and all that stuff hits me before I've even had a time to think, be in prayer, you know, build me up, build me, get me ready for the day. I'm already pulling in all this junk, which we're already going to deal with, which can throw you off your game. And if you do it long enough, believe me, you'll get thrown off your game. So making that first hour, that first time for you guys, boom. That's where I've noticed the, I've noticed it. And I said, I was a night owl too. So that's just something I want to bring up. It's not that you have to do it 4 a.m. He even talks about that in there. It's the process though. So that way you're getting that day started.
Absolutely.
Again, read the book. We're going to be doing more of it come in January. If you want to start right now in December, let us know, because we're already doing it.
Absolutely. And so as we close this call, a couple things. One, you'll see the event in the Position of the Month Club group there on Facebook. We do have James and Ashley of Rehab Gaming. We have them scheduled for the 18th. You should have your ornaments coming this week to share, hang up on your tree. Share them, post them. If you know, tab Rehab After Dark if you're going to put it up on social media. This is what they look like if you haven't gotten yours yet.
Yeah, and if you know anybody who'd like one, hey, we have them up on our store still, shop.1extraordinarymares.com.
And here's the thing, just as a little note about these. So they're handcrafted by a local artisan here. And this is a gal that I ran into. It's just a little like the story behind the story. I ran into her at a mom's event and was just looking at these and I was like, oh, that'd be a great ornament for the One Extraordinary Marriage Club and get to talking about her, and her marriage is in trouble. Right. And so, she starts asking, what do you guys do and that type of thing? And so in giving each one of you this gift, I just want to know how gifts kind of have a ripple effect. We were able to obviously contract her to create them, which then created an opportunity for their marriage to be exposed to One Extraordinary Marriage, to have the interaction with us, to see what we're doing. This is the ripple effect that healthy marriages have. Mm-hmm. This is the ripple effect of what you're a part of. And so as we head into this Christmas season, we want to wish all of you a very, very Merry Christmas. We pray that over the holidays, there is time for the two of you to sneak away and maybe unwrap your own individual presents. I don't know. Red ribbons and bows go a really long way.
Love it.
Tori's wasn't expecting that one. Do you have a red bow?
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. I'm
like, where's my red bow?
You bring one out?
Be intentional.
Yeah.
Don't let the next couple of weeks as we head into Christmas and the New Year's just kind of fly by in a blink of an eye. Make this time just as important as the other 11 months and 2 weeks of the year to say, you know what, I love you. And I can't wait to spend 2018 growing our marriage.
Yeah, that was good. All right, you guys, we went a little longer today, but it was well worth it. Thank you again, Natalie, for coming on, sharing. We definitely want to bring other of you guys on during these calls. So if you have something that you're like, hey guys, I want to share a win, I want to share a hug, then let us know, because we don't know what's happening in your marriage. We don't know what the impact is unless you tell us. Right. So don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can go me, Tony at oneextraordinarymarriage.com or, Elisa at oneextraordinarymarriage.com. If you need any support help, hit Heather. She'll take care of that. Support at oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Like, you can't get access or something isn't right or whatever. Heather is awesome at doing that, but let us know your hugs, because having you come on like this, and even though, I get a little sweaty and stuff because of the technical stuff, it's amazing to hear you guys firsthand of what is going on in your life and letting others hear it as well. So with that, Robert, Liz's husband, Robert, goes, Liz's phone died. Now we are back. And it's awesome. I love it. And you guys got the book, which is even better. So read it. If we want to discuss it on there, by all means, let's discuss it. Elisa and I are already doing it. Natalie has done it. Mike has done it. And I'm thinking there's some others of you who have. So let's go. Let's rock it. Let's have a great holiday season. Let's be joyful. Let's not look at everybody else, but let's just spend time with our family. And where the real joy comes in is just really being present with them. Mm-hmm. So love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we will catch you on Facebook, or we'll catch you on the next call.
Absolutely.
Love you guys.